This is Dr. Sachdeva, Sachdeva, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient. Is beta, else beta, Lesak, first name is Elzbieta, E-L-Z-B-I-E-T-A, last name is Lesak, L-A-S-E-K, Lesak, date of birth 1-6-1959. This letter is being written to Dr. Thang Tran, first name is Thang, T-H-A-N-G, last name Tran, T-R-A-N, Tran. Address 969 Story Road, Suite 6060, San Jose, California, 95122. Telephone number 408-223-8818. Fax number 408-223-8884. Dear Dr. Thang Tran, T-H-A-N-G, first name, last name, Tran, T-R-A-N, Tran. Thank you for asking me to see this 63-year-old female in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Elzbieta came to our office with the following problem. Number one, recurrent chronic eczema, and she is under care of Dr. Michael Liu, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-U, Liu. And eczema is improving, but still there are intermittent rashes and lots and itching and itching period. She her medications are as follows: number one, betamethasone cream, tacrolimus cream, betamethasone, B-E-T-A-M-E-T-H-A-S-O-N-E, betamethasone cream, tacrolimus, T-A-C-R-O-L-I-M-U-S, tacrolimus cream. Number three, Kenalog cream, K-E-N-A-L-O-G, Kenalog cream. And as of recently, she is on Dupixent, D-U-P-I-X-E-N-T, Dupixent, which is a biological and obviously and apparently a very effective medication for moderate to severe eczema, period. She is responding quite well, period. She takes injections twice every 2 weeks and is feeling better. However, there is some itchy skin and rashes and rashes. And family, and she wants to make sure there are no obvious allergies playing any significant role in causation of this problem, period. Number two, she has history of wheezing, some asthma, and is on following medications. Number one, albuterol, 2 puffs if as and when needed. Number two, Flovent, 50, 1 puff twice daily, period. She's also taking many other different medications, and the list is rather long, period. Number one, Allegra. Number two, Zyrtec. Number three, Singulair. Number four, Loratadine, which is Claritin. Number five, some other some vitamins, period. Number six, seven, Truly City, T-R-U-L-I-C-I-T-Y, for diabetes, period. There are some more medications for high blood pressure and lipids, period. I recommend, I went over the list of her medication and told her to review with you as every now and then the need for so many medications, period. Obviously, she's taking far too many antihistamines, like at least three, Allegra, Zyrtec, and Claritin, and she should not be taking that many medications for her itching, period. This was discussed with her, and she agreed to continue with Allegra D, which is very helpful, and certainly she can add on Zyrtec or Claritin if needed on top of Allegra D, period. There is a she's exposed to dogs and is a long-time smoker, and that certainly is making her asthma more difficult to control, period. She feels she may have some reaction to eggs, strawberry, and tomatoes manifested by itching, but no obvious evidence of any anaphylaxis or angioedema or any systemic reaction, period. New paragraph. I discussed with her in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. She was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 63-year-old lady who had dry skin with many excoriations and hypopigmented areas, possibly due to chronic eczema, but this seems to be improving, period. I told her to continue her appointments with Dr. Liu on a regular basis. Period. Nasal passages are mildly obstructed, period. New paragraph. Skin testing surprisingly was negative, and it's possible that the effect of so many antihistamines is uncovering the allergic reactions, period. We may need to retest her again, maybe next in the next 6 to 12 months, period. My final diagnosis: number one, moderate to severe eczema, responding nicely to Dupixent. Number three, chronic rhinitis. Chronic rhinitis. Number three, mild asthma versus plus low-grade chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. My recommendations are as follows. Number one, general precautions were discussed to decrease skin itching and appropriate use of moisturizers. Number two, use Advair twice daily and albuterol if needed. Number three, Allegra D once daily. Number four, she can certainly add on loratadine or Claritin if needed, loratadine or Zyrtec if needed. Number five, Kenalog cream can be used for resistant patches of eczema. And you may refer her to a pulmonologist for the obstructive lung symptoms and hopefully a cessation of smoking would be quite helpful in alleviating her pulmonary symptoms, period. Overall, it was a pleasure taking care of Elzbieta, and I'm hopeful that she'll do well, period. I've asked her to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well care. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards and dedication, on patient Elzbieta Lisak.